Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Pezayin Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Pevav Amud Beis. So it says the Mishnah of Yevabas Yisrael Shnises a Kain, Taychav Truma. She's Ladi Truma, she's married to a Kain. Mei Sulai Menu Ben, Taychav Truma. Nises a Levi, if she then goes and marries a Levi, so now Taychav Meiser, she eats Meiser, but not Truma. Mei Sulai Menu Ben, Taychav Meiser, she continues eating Meiser. If she then goes and is Nises Yisrael, Lesechal Ebe Truma Lebe Meiser, now she has to stop not just for Truma, but even for Meiser. She cannot eat truma or meiser. If the son from the Yisrael then dies, so now she has a son from the Levi and the Kayin, now she could go back to eating meiser. If her son from the Levi then dies, then she's chayzeres b'shvil bina, the Gemara calls it. She's chayzeres b'shvil bina, and she's allowed to eat truma. Well, the Gemara will bring him a car for this. Meis benah mi kain. If the son from the kain then dies, so then loisech alay b'chum will be meiser. She's regular bas Yisrael, and she cannot eat chum or meiser. New case now. Me a bas kain shenises li Yisrael loisech b'chuma. She has to stop eating chuma. Meis ulah haymenu ben loisech b'chuma. Again, she can't eat chuma. If she then goes and is nises a Levi, loisech b'meiser, she can eat meiser but not chuma. Meis ulah haymenu ben loisech b'meiser. Same halacha. Nises the kain. If she then goes and marries a kain, so now loisech b'chuma. Now she could even eat chuma. Meis ulah haymenu ben. Same thing, if the husband dies and they have a son, so she could continue eating truma. Then she has to stop, now she can only eat meiser. If her son from the Levi then dies, now she has to stop eating meiser. However, if her son from the Yisrael then dies, so then she's chazer so besavia, and she could eat truma again. Says the Gemara now, Meis benami Levi seicha b'truma, the Hadra achla mishan benami nalan, the first case of the Mishnah, where you had these Bas Yisrael, who married a Kain, and a Levi, and Yisrael had children, the son from the Yisrael died, the son from the Levi died, she's chayzeres b'shvil benan, she can eat truma again, machmas her son from the Kain. What's the makar for such halacha? Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav, Bas Ubas. When the Torah describes a Bas Kain, who marries out of the family, she marries Yisrael, she has to stop eating truma. The Torah then says, "Ubas kain kisi amanu grusha," that if her husband dies or they get divorced, and the zera ain la, so she's chayzeres lebeis avia. She's chayzeres lebeis avia, and she's ladi truma. From the extra vav of uvas, we darshan that also Ubas Yisrael is chayzeres when it's chayzeres b'shvil bina. Says the Gemara, "Kvain Rabbi Akiva the darsh vav, we're darshing an extra vav. That's like Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, afilu tem rabban and kulu ubas kri yaseiru. It's not like Rabbi Akiva specifically. Even the rabbanan agree in this case because since the whole word Ubas Kain is extra. The previous pasuk already says that we're talking about Ubas Kain. So over here, the whole word is extra. So then we have the license to darshan even the extra vav. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Kashiach Zeres, when you have a Bas Kain who goes back, Labesa Via, a Bas Kain who married out of the family, and then Niskarshan Nisalmana, so she's Chazeres a Chuma, Vena Chazeres a Chazav a Shaykh, she only goes back to in Chuma, Vena Chazav a Shaykh. Says the Gemara 5 Makaris. Amr of Chistam, Ravina Barshila, my Kra, what's the Makar? He betrumas a Kaddishim, because it says that once she marries out of the family, so now she's not allowed to eat Trumas a Kaddishim, but Muram and a Kaddishim Mosaychel. It means that she can never ever again eat things that are separated from the culture and referring to the Chazav Ashaykh. Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Barvua, it's from a different Makar, it's from Milachem, the extra, the man, Milachem, Voli Kol Lachem, she can't eat all the Lachem in the base of Yah. Only Milachem, Prad the Chazav Ashaykh, coming to exclude Chazav Ashaykh. So that, with regards to Chazav Ashaykh, she does not go back to her father's house. Ask the Gemara, Maskva Ramim Rachama, on this second Makar, Ema Prat Lefar Zadar. Maybe it means that she goes back to her father's house to eat Lachem, to eat even the Chazav Ashaykh. When it says, Mi Lachem, it's coming to be Lafuke, Afar Zadarim, that her father does not get rights back to be made for her Nidarim. To which the Gemara says, Amarava, no, Sever, Amarava Kvar Paskatana de Rabbi Shmuel. It can't be that this is teaching us that halacha, because I already know from Tana de Rabbi Shmuel that she does not go back, Linin Chafar Zadarim. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, the Nedar Aman Agusha Yakum Aleh, it says the Nedar of an Aman Agusha, so no one can be made for it. Matam Aleimer, what's the need for the Pasuk? Valoi Maitzam Michalav, Maitzam Michalbaal, once she already left her father's Rashush and she got married, and now her husband died or they got divorced, and now she's Maitzam Michalbaal, so of course no one can be made for an Adar. If you have this quasi kiddushim where there was some sort of mesira l'chapa, so in such a case, when this amul in this guy shabaderech, and then she became an alman or a grusha before she actually fulfilled, finalized the nisuin, now what would I do with her now? She's not really fully beis avia, she's not beis baila, that's for sure. The pasuk is coming to teach us that in such a case, where even though it wasn't a full nisuin, once she left her father's rishas, once there was a mesira l'chuppah, so then already, even already from then, the father can no longer have any rights to be made for an adar. So that's something I already know from Tanit Rabbi Yishmael. Milechem must be coming to be lafuki chazav v'shaykrav. Safram, our third makar, milechem avia seichel, lechem hu, lechem v'lei basar. Dafka lechem, she goes back to eating the truma, but she does not go back to eating basar, the chazav v'shayk. Her papa, our fourth makar, milechem avia seichel, she eats her father's lechem, referring to truma, which is owned by her father, lechem akanu lavia prad l'chazav v'shayk demishochan kavaya kazachu. Can't be talking about chazav v'shayk, because chazav v'shayk are not owned by the father, it's not owned by the kain, it's owned by Hashem. Hashem gives a right, a heter for the kain to eat it. He shares a kaviyachu with the kain, but it's not actually mam and kain, so therefore it must be that the pasuk is not referring to chazav v'shayk. Rava Amar, fifth makar, v'schaza ha'tenufa v'shayk ha'truma teichu lata v'necha v'nesecha itach, when the Torah talks about chaza v'shayk, it says the kain can eat it together with his sons and his daughters with you, b'zman she'itach, only when she's with you, once she leaves, so then she's never allowed to eat chaza v'shayk. Now Amar v'ada b'rava, that tana we learned in the b'raisa, k'shi chayzeres l'beis avia, chayzeres l'truma v'ina chayzeres l'chaza v'shayk, this halacha that we just said, she only goes back to truma, but not chaza v'shayk. That's only by bas kayin who's chayzeres l'beis avia. However, when it comes to Bas Yisrael, who had a child from a Kain, and then a child from a Levi, and then the son from the Levi died, so now she's Chayzeres Beshvil Binah, in such a case where she's Chayzeres Beshvil Binah, in the case of the Bas Yisrael, so then Chayzeres Afa Chazav Eshaik, she's even allowed to eat Chazav Eshaik. And the Gemara says that sounds like a Pella. Azor Mordechai Amr, the Shmaitzer Kamedra Bashi, and Amr, Mehecha Kamis Rabbi, Meubas. What's the whole Makar that she's Chayzeres Beshvil Binah? It's from the Parsha of Chayzeres Lebeis Avia, like we said before, Ubas Kain, that's written by the Parsha of Chayzeres Lebeis Avia, that's where we know it from. So Mia Difalamina, how could she be better than her that she's Chazeres even for Chazav Eshaik? To which the Gemara says, Hasam Ksiva Muta, Achle Ksiva Muta. Attack, it comes out very funny, but that's the din. Yeah, that's the way it comes out, because we only have the miyat by the Bas Kain, who's Chazeres Lebeis Avia. We don't have such a miyat by a Bas Yisrael, who's Chazeres B'Shvil Binah.